接下来要欢迎我们今天的我们的讲员Pastor Swanson. Next, I'm going to welcome Pastor Swanson come to the stage. 他要给我们一些勉励。附带告诉大家一下 ，Pastor Swanson 在30年前跟我们即将就任的黄牧师就是好朋友。
Grace and peace to you all.
平安归于大家。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
It is really a very special honor for me to be gathered here with you this afternoon.
今天下午在这边，实在本人是非常的荣幸跟大家在一起。
This is a very, very special time in the life of this church.
这个在我们这个教会的历史当中也是非常特殊的一个日子。
And we all know that you have waited, especially the English congregation, for a long time for your new pastors.
我们也知道我们教会有很长很长的等待，尤其是我们的英文堂。
Your new pastors who will be your pastors and your leaders.
我们的新牧师将会是我们的牧师，也是我们的领袖。
Your shepherd and your evangelist.
我们的牧人，我们的传福音者。
Your preacher and your teacher.
我们的教师，也是我们的讲道者。
And your servant.
也是我们的仆人。
All of this and more.
是以上所有这些，而且还有更多。
Probably very few of you know that although I have only known the pastor of the English church for 3 weeks, I have known your new pastor of the Chinese church for over 35 years.
可能不是所有的人都知道，虽然我跟贵堂的英文牧师相识才三个星期，但是我跟我们的这个新的中文牧师已经认识了有35年了。
Actually, since I was in grade school.
实际上从我上小学的时候我就认识他了。
When I heard that Pastor Huang Zijia was coming, I thought back to our wonderful memories that we shared together many years ago.And recently, I found a picture that we're going to show you of those days together.
那么当我听到黄子佳牧师要到本堂来担任牧师的时候，勾起了我很多的回忆。我也找到了这样一张很有历史意义的照片。
Your new pastor is, of course, the most handsome man in the picture.
我们的牧师自然是当中最英俊的那一位。
He's the one on the front left, in case you can't tell.
他是在前排左边，如果你不知道的话。
But what is not fair is that 他一点都没有变了。
So he did not change at all.
我变得太厉害。
But I changed too much.
I'm that 外国人 in the second row.
我是这个后面那一排中间
的。Remember those photos?
还记得吗？这个照片。
This one was taken 33 years ago.
这个是33年前的照片。
So this proves that I really didn't know him.
这个是我实在是这样认识他的。
While we shared teaching in the seminary together, I must confess that I don't remember too much about what I learned in seminary.
当我们谈起我们在神学院教书的情形的时候，我不得不告诉大家，我实在是想不起来都学过一些什么东西。
But I remember one thing I learned in seminary that I want to share with you.
但是我在神学院学到的有一样东西，我今天要跟大家分享。
I remember I took a course in the book of Isaiah.
我记得我曾经上过一门以赛亚书的课程。
And in that course, I discovered something called the Songs of the Servant.
那么在这个课程里面呢，我学到了一个东西，就是我们所谓的仆人之诗。
Four songs about a servant that are found between the chapters 42 and 53 of Isaiah.
在以赛亚书42到53章之间有四首讲仆人的诗歌。
Now originally, I assumed the songs of the servant were merely talking about a future Messiah.
那么一开始的时候，我觉得说这仆人之诗讲的是我们将来要来的这一位弥赛亚。
But the more I studied, the more I realized that is too simple an answer.
那么当我越学习这个时候，我越觉得说这个答案实在是太过简单了。
Because if it's only talking about a future Messiah, it has no relationship to me.
因为如果他只是讲到未来将要来的那位弥赛亚的话呢，他跟我一点关系也没有。
And I discovered in Isaiah that the servant could also be the nation of Israel.
那么我就又学到说，这个 仆人也可以是以色列作为一个民族。
For example, Isaiah 41:8, it says, "But you, O Israel, my servant."
比如说，在以赛亚书41:8说到：“唯你以色列，我的仆人。”
So it's not just talking about a future Messiah; it's talking about God's people.
所以他讲的不光是未来的弥赛亚，他也是讲到了神的选民。
And it's talking about an image, a model.Of a servant that is for you and me as well.
这个也是对你对我来讲，作为一个仆人的一个形象和一个典范。
And it was a new message to these people of Israel.
那么对于这些以色列人来讲呢，这是一个新的信息。
It was a word that was given to a nation who had lost everything.
这是给一个已经丧失了一切的民族，给他们的一个信息。
They had lost their nation.
他们已经丧失了自己的国族。
Their temple had been destroyed.
他们的圣殿已经被毁了。
They were captives in the land of Babylon.
他们是在巴比伦做被掳的人。
They had no freedom.
他们没有自由。
In Psalm 137, they ask the question, "How can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land?"
诗篇137第四节，我们怎能在外邦唱耶和华的歌呢？
What can we do?
我们能做什么呢?
And Isaiah gives them a new vision of a servant.
以赛亚就给了他们一个新的仆人的这样一个意象。
You see, this is not what most of us expect.
这个大概不是我们每个人所可以期待的一件事情。
Israel was hoping to be restored as a powerful nation under a leader like King David.
以色列大概很想是重新可以得到一个像大卫王这样一个有力的领导者。
They were expecting to be blessed with more and more wisdom and wealth under a man like Solomon.
他们也希望能够像所罗门一样得到更多的智慧跟财富。
And now they have no great king, no great leader.
他们现在也没有好的王，也没有好的领袖。
And the voice of Isaiah comes and tells them about a servant.
这个时候，以赛亚就有一个声音来跟他们讲，讲述一个仆人。
About a coming Messiah, yes.
这个是关于一个将要来的弥赛亚，是的。
But it's a message for the entire nation.
但是这个是对于他整个民族的一个信息。
And it's a message for the two new leaders that you have chosen for this congregation.
这个也是为我们教会所选的两位牧人的一个信息。
I want to ask Brother Hu to read these four verses in Chinese. I won't read them in English because I think most of you can read English. So you can read it on the bulletin and we'll come back. So maybe Brother Hu, just read the Chinese.
所以我就把这个经节用中文念一下。看哪，我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选、心里所喜悦的，我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给万邦。他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不使街上听见他的声音。压伤的芦苇他不折断，将残的灯火他不吹灭。他凭真实将公理传开，他不灰心，也不丧胆，直到他在地上设立公理。海岛都等候他的训诲。
Behold, my servant.
看哪，我的仆人。
Who is this servant?
这个仆人是谁呢？
He says, my chosen one.
是我所拣选的。
What he is saying is that God chooses you and not man.
这里说的是神拣选了你，不是人选的。
The congregation has chosen these two new servants, but first of all, God chose them.
虽然说是这个教会，但是实际上本质上来讲是神拣选的。
And he's saying, I chose you not because you are perfect, because you know, and I know that we are not perfect.
神拣选你并不是因为你们非常的完美，因为你也知道，我也知道我们不是完美的。
Not because you will be the Messiah of this congregation.
不是说你会成为这个教会的弥赛亚。
I hope you won't.
希望你不要这样想。
But because of what God wants to do through you.
而是因为神想通过你所成就的事情。
And the second point is, what's he going to do?
那么第二点就是他要做什么呢?
Interesting, he makes three quick points.
这里有三个重点。
The first thing he says is in verse 1, he said, I will uphold you.
那么第一节里面讲到说我要扶持你。
Because when you are weak,And when you are weary, and when you need strength, he will be your strength and your salvation.
当你是软弱的时候，当你是疲惫的时候，当你需要力量的时候，他是你的力量，是你的拯救。
And anyone who has ever been a pastor knows that you can often be weak, weary, and tired.
任何一个当过牧师人都知道，你会有这样的一个非常软弱、疲惫、劳累的时刻。
And secondly, he says in verse 1, I delight in him.
然后第二个呢，在第一节里面讲说，说是我心里所喜悦的人。
I've been in ministry long enough to know that in every congregation there's always some that have no delight in their pastor.
他说我在教会服事多年，我已经知道说在任何一个教会都有这么一些人，他们并不喜悦他们的牧师。
In fact, sometimes they can be a little difficult.
有的时候这些人是挺难缠的。
But we won't admit this publicly.
但是我们不会承认这个事情。
But God delights in you.
但是神喜悦你。
And that's what is important.
这个才是重要的。
The Lord does not delight in you because you are sinless.
神喜悦你并不是因为你没有罪。
He delights in you because he has chosen you.
他喜悦你是因为他拣选了你。
Not to be a Messiah, but to be a servant.
不是来做弥赛亚，而是来做一个仆人。
And then he says, and I will put my spirit upon him.
然后他说，我会把我的灵赐给他。
I will put my spirit upon him.
我会把我的灵赐给他。
When God chooses someone, He anoints that someone.
上帝拣选一个人的时候，他就会膏抹他。
This is what Zechariah the prophet meant in chapter 4, verse 6.
撒加利亚书四章第六节。
He said, "It is not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit."
说不是依靠势力，也不是依靠才能。乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
It's easy for a pastor to depend on their own might and power.
其实作为一个牧师，很容易去依靠自己的力量。
And some become very powerful.
然后有些人真的变成很有力。
But this is not what Isaiah is talking about.
但是以赛亚讲的不是这个。
You are his chosen one, in whom he delights, upon whom he puts his spirit.
是他拣选你，然后是他喜悦你，然后是他赐给你力量。
I don't know if there's any special symbolism here, but God does three things, and then the servant does seven things.
我不知道这个是不是一个任何的一个特殊的东西哈，但是神给了这个仆人三样东西，但是呢，他也期待他有七样东西。
If you look at the text in these three short verses, verses 2, 3, and 4, seven times the word "he" appears. He will do this. He will do that.
如果你看了这个短短的四节的时候，它其中有七次出现说他要怎样，他要怎样。
I'm just going to mention them very quickly, but you can see them in the bulletin. Circle the seven he's, and you'll find out what the message is.
我会简短的讲一下，但是大家也可以看一下手上的单张，里面凡是讲到他的时候，请你把它圈出来。
He will not be powerful like David.
他不会像大卫这样的孔武有力。
He will not show the wisdom of Solomon.
他也不会像所罗门这样显示他的智慧。
But this is a different vision. It's a vision of a servant.
但是这是一个不一样的意象，是一个仆人的形象。
And when the people of Israel were in captivity, that's the last message he wanted to hear about being a servant.
那么当以色列人被掳的时候，他们大概最不想听到的就是要去当一个仆人。
We like to hear messages of greatness and power. We don't like to hear messages about being a servant.
我们想听关于力量这样的一个信息，我们不想听一个关于仆人这样的一个信息。
But this is what Isaiah said to his servant.
但是这个是以赛亚对这个仆人讲的。
Chapter 42, verse 1c, he says he will bring justice to the nations.
那么第一节四十二章第一节后面讲到他必将公理传给外邦。
I said that's strange.
这个大概很奇怪。
The word justice appears over 120 times in the Bible.
在圣经里面，公理这个字出现了120次。
And in this short little passage, it appears three times.
但是在这个短短的四节里面，它出现了三次之多。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why is this important to the Lord?
为什么这个对神来讲很重要呢？
Because the Lord is reminding us that we live in a fallen and in a corrupt world.
因为神要提醒我们，我们是生活在一个腐败的、堕落的世界里面。
This is a world in which the rich get richer and the poor get poorer.
在这个世界里，富人越来越有钱，穷人越来越艰辛。
And the rich gain power and the poor are powerless.
然后富人呢，他们的力量就越来越大，穷人呢，他们就越来越软弱无力。
This is a place where the powerful win And the weak lose.
这是一个有势力的人经常可以赢，然后没有势力的人经常要输掉的这样一个世代。
Where if you have might, you are right.
如果你有力量，那么你就是对的。
But if you have no might, you are without a voice.
如果你是没有势力的话呢，人家根本就不愿意来听你。
These were the kind of people that followed Jesus.
就是这样的一些人，他们是来跟从耶稣基督的。
God's ultimate servant.
是神的仆人。
You see, when the word of the Lord comes and he says, No, you are not to be my kings, but he says, You are to be my servant who will stand for my truth.
神说你来不是作为一个国王，而是说作为一个我的仆人，然后你要彰显我的公理。
My servant will not be tempted by corruption or bribery.
我的仆人不会被这个腐败等等东西而去沾染。
He will be like Jesus, a friend to publicans and sinners.
他会像耶稣一样做税吏和罪人的朋友。
He will stand for that which is fair and that which is right and that which is just.
他会为这个公平的合理的东西而去奋斗。
And he will proclaim this message to all who will hear.
然后他会把这个信息宣讲给我们所有的人。
Secondly, and more briefly, it says, and he will not shout or lift up his voice.
然后这个第二节讲说他不喧嚷，也不扬声。
You see, the servant is devoted to God's word.
这个仆人他是致力于神的话语。
But he understands it's not necessary to shout and holler in order to be heard.
但是他知道说有理不在声高。
He doesn't stand on the street corner with a bullhorn and shout out the word of the Lord.
他不是那种站在街角上手里拿着喇叭那样的一个传道人。
He knows where his authority is.
他知道他的权威从何处而来。
He doesn't have to be a famous TV evangelist who pounds the pulpit and shouts loudly so everybody will pay attention to him.
他不像是那种在电视里面的传道人，他们要敲了桌子，然后很大声，别人才会注意到他。
That's not who Isaiah is talking about.
以赛亚讲的不是这样的人。
He is saying.He knows who he is, and he doesn't need to raise his voice.
他讲的这个人知道他自己是谁，也不需要提高自己的声调。
Thirdly, notice what he says. He will not a bruised reed he will not break.
那么第三节讲到压伤的芦苇，他不折断。
One of the best pieces of advice I ever got as a young pastor was this.
当我是一个年轻的传道人的时候，我得到的一个最好的忠告是这个。
That speaker said to us, Pastor, every time you step into the pulpit,
他说牧师啊，每次当你站在这个讲台上的时候，
every time you look at the people sitting out there,
每次当你往台下一眼看下去的时候，
remember you are looking at a lot of people who are bruised,
你可以看到很多人他们是被压伤的，
and broken,
他们是被破碎的，
and bleeding,
他们心里面在流血，
and what they need is not a harsh word of judgment,But a gentle word of encouragement.
他们需要的不是严厉的审判，而是一个温柔的鼓励。
You know, I noticed in my many years in Taiwan, and I heard many, many sermons, and I'm guilty of. I heard so many more sermons about the law, what the Lord says you must do, you must do, you must do, and how we are sinful, and not as enough words about God's grace.
在台湾很不幸，我听到很多传道人 讲了很多的这个道理，说你要做这个要做那个，但是很少讲说神的恩典在我们身上。
Because it's always easier to preach God's law than to preach God's grace.
宣扬神的律法总是比较容易的，而宣扬神的恩典总是比较难的。
And next he says in verse 3, a smoldering wick he will not snuff out, the fourth point.
然后第四点是在第三节说将残的灯火他不吹灭。
In every church, there are those strong believers whose faith is strong.
在每一个教会里面都有一些信心很强壮的人。
And in every congregation, there are those believers whose faith is getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
也有一定有一些人，他们的信心可能在逐渐逐渐的减弱。
It's like the light of a candle; it gets smaller and smaller.
就好像那个蜡烛的灯光越来越暗。
And the Lord's servant deals gently with those people.
那么对于这样的人，其实神的仆人会非常谦卑的去跟他们接触。
The Lord's servant does not put out that little bit of fire that remains.
他绝对不会把这一点点的火吹掉。
The Lord's servant encourages that flame to grow brightly again.
他会去鼓励他把这个火越烧越大。
The Lord's servant encourages that weak faith to grow strong again.
它会让这个信心软弱的变成更加的刚强。
A smoldering wick he will not snuff out.
一个僵残的灯火，他不会把它吹灭。
And number five in verse three.
在第三节有第四节。
In faithfulness he will bring forth justice.
他将传真实，将公理传开。
You see, in a world that is fallen and broken and corrupt.
在一个败坏的堕落的这样一个世界里面。
The Lord's servant is not primarily concerned about how big is my building.
那么这个神的仆人不会说关心说我的教堂有多么的雄伟。
How big is my budget?
我的这个预算有多么的巨额。
How many people fill up the church?
还有我的这个大堂里面是不是座无虚席。
Now of course these are good things.
当然这些都是好的东西。
But he is more concerned about showing mercy and justice in a world that understand so little about mercy and justice.
他所关心的是公义和怜悯，在一个这个世界里面，当这个世界并不关心公义和怜悯的时候，他要去。
And Isaiah says, and he will be faithful.
然后以赛亚说他会将是信实的。
I love that beautiful passage found in Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
我非常的喜欢弥迦书第六章第八节。
I know both pastors know that verse, and here's what it says. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you?
他说耶和华已经指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？
What does the Lord require?
神向你要的是什么呢？
To act justly and to love mercy.
行公义，好怜悯。
And to walk humbly with your God.
存谦卑的心与神同行。
And finally, I'm going to combine 6 and 7. The last two he's are, it says, he will not falter or be discouraged until he establishes justice.
那么最后两点我会把它们合起来讲，就是说他不灰心，直到神的公义彰显的那一天。
He will not falter or be discouraged.
他不灰心，不丧胆。
Now those of us who have been in ministry,
我们这些当过牧人的人，
And I've probably been in ministry a little longer than you because I think I'm a little bit older.
我大概当的比你们长一点，因为我比较
年纪比较大。I wish I was young as you, Brother Caleb.
我希望我像你们这么年轻。
Anyway, we all know that there is nothing more exciting and more wonderful than being a shepherd of the Lord.
我们知道说，实际上没有一件事情是比牧师更令人激动、更加有回报的。
It's the most rewarding and the most honorable of all professions.
这是一个最有回报、最可敬的这样一个职业。
But here's a secret.
但是这边有一个秘密。
It's also one of the hardest.
这也是最难的一个职业。
God's sheep are not always easy to work with.
神的羊并不是总是很这么容易的去牧养的。
And God's shepherds often make a lot of mistakes.
这些羊群经常也会犯错误。
And walking humbly is what Micah says we need to do.
弥迦说是要存谦卑的心去行。
It is hard.
所以这个会是很困难的。
And it's rewarding.
但是这个也是很有回报的。
And sometimes we want to quit.
有的时候有人会讲说那我就不干了。
In America, every year, thousands of pastors leave the ministry.
在美国每年都有上千的牧师离开这个行业。
But Isaiah says, my servant will not grow discouraged.
但是以赛亚说我的仆人他不灰心。
Not so, my servant, my chosen one.
所以这个不是我的仆人，我的所拣选的人会做的
事情。He will be faithful until that day when he meets the Lord face to face.
他会心存忠心，直到见主的那一天。
And then he will hear the Lord say, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
然后他会听见神说，好，你这个又忠心又良善的仆人。
Enter into the joy of your master.
和我一起同享快乐吧。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Swanson, for a wonderful message.
谢谢史文森牧师这么好的信息。
It is an honor for me to introduce Pastor Eric Chang.
我很荣幸的来介绍我们的张成豪牧师。
His wife Audrey and their son Noah.
还有他的太太 Audrey 和他的儿子 Noah.
In the process of searching for an English pastor,
在我们寻求英文堂牧师的时候。
Our congregation has come to one accord in prayer.
我们的这个英文堂，我们在祷告中同心合一。
learning to be patient.
我们也在等待中学习忍耐。
And trusted God in His providence.
单单信靠神的旨意与护理。
We praise and thank God.
我们赞美神，感谢神。
For calling Pastor Eric and his family to shepherd us at ACN.
他呼召张牧师在这边成为他的牧人。
Pastor Eric was born in Detroit and
张牧师是在底特律出生的。
And was raised in Lansing, Michigan.
他是在密西根州的兰辛这个城市长大的。
He has lived in South Carolina.
他曾经在南卡住过。
Massachusetts, Florida, and Virginia.
还有马萨诸塞、佛罗里达和弗吉尼亚。
He has an MD from Moody Theological Seminary.
他在穆迪神学院得到道学硕士。
And has been pastoring various churches for 14 years.
然后在很多的教会服事，一共有十四年之多。
Pastor Eric has a compelling desire for God's words.
他对神的话语非常的饥渴。
Preaching, teaching, and learning God's creation and people.
他也乐于教导和学习关于神的创造和神的选民。
He also loves mint chocolate chip ice cream.
他也喜欢薄荷巧克力的冰淇淋。
In the short time that Pastor Eric and his family have been with us, we have come to love them.
他跟我们的时间虽然不长，但是我们已经开始爱戴他了。
Pastor Eric,
好。
Thank you, Elder Leonard.
谢谢刘元长老。
I think since being here, I probably have a new favorite flavor thanks to my brother, Joey Shu.
Okay, 他说我之所以有了这样一个新的爱好，是因为这个许世新弟兄的缘故。
For those of you that don't know, he hand makes red bean ice cream.
如果你不知道他，他会亲手做红豆的冰淇淋。
But I do want to say, on a more thankful note, how warm and welcoming you all have been towards us and our family in receiving us here.
但是我要讲的是，我真的要感谢诸位对我是如此的赤诚和关怀，所以我真的要谢谢大家。
What I wanted to share today really falls under three main questions or descriptions.
今天我要分享的主要有三个问题。
How I came to Atlanta Chinese Christian Church North.
我是怎么来到亚特兰大北堂的。
Why I came here.
我为什么要来。
And what I've found here.
然后我在这里发现了一些什么。
How I came to ACCN really is quite the story of how God was shaping my life.
那么我是怎么来到这里的，实际上是一个神是如何塑造我的生命这样一个故事。
I think one of the things that a pastor can look back at is see is how God gave him many things.
一个牧师经常要回顾看看神是如何在他的生命中给了他很多的东西。
I look at my family background and I realize I didn't get to pick them.
我回顾了一下我的家世，我发现说我并没有拣选我的出生的环境是怎么样的。
And I think in many ways the product of my faith is the result of the four generations of faith in my family.
但实际上我的信仰是一个我的这个家族四代的信仰的一个结晶。
And although the tiny Korean church that my parents went to was hosted inside this American church,
那么我小时候去的这个韩国教会，虽然他们很小，而是在美国教会的这个教堂里面。
And I didn't choose that either.
但是我其实也并没有选那个教会。
South Church was a wonderful, originally Baptist, but non-denominational church, and a wonderful environment to grow up in.
那是本来是一个浸信会的教会，后来变成一个没有宗派的教会，但是是一个在很好的一个在里面成长的这样一个环境。
And with the growing up in an American church, but serving within an ethnic church, I got to see a lot of different denominations over the years.
因为我是在美国的教会环境里面服侍有这个种族背景的人群，所以我这一辈子看过很多的教会的宗派。
along with a lot of interesting life experiences along the way.
也看到很多这个生命的经历。
But the real reason we're here today is to ask the question of why I am here.
那么，但是实际上今天真正的问题是要问说为什么我在这里。
Pastor Swanson shared from a passage that's very closely related to the passage that I wanted to share briefly out of today.
那么史文生牧师刚才讲的这个信息里面的经节跟我要分享的其实有非常紧密的联系。
In your bulletin, you can read Isaiah 61 verses 1 through 2a.
那么你们可以在我们的这个单章里面看到以赛亚书61章第一节跟第二节的上半部分。
The Spirit of the Lord of God is upon me, because the Lord anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人，差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳的得释放，被囚的出监牢。
As you may recall, this is the passage Jesus quoted when he began his ministry in the Gospel of Luke.
如果你记得的话，在路加福音里面记载说，当耶稣刚刚出来传道的时候，他曾经在犹太的会堂里面宣读这一段的圣经。
The connection to Isaiah 42 is that Jesus wove in a small portion of that passage also.
然后你如果想到刚才念到的42章的话，耶稣也把其中的一小段编织在他的这个这一段话里面。
The part that I marvel at the most in this passage is that Jesus one day realized his calling on his life.
那么最让我惊奇的是，耶稣有一天他意识到说，他有这样的一个呼召在他的生命里面。
And it is stunning to think that as he is looking through scripture that he says, that's me.
那么当他展开这个书卷的时候，他说，这个就是我。
But his purpose became very clear because he understood that God had anointed him with the Spirit to proclaim good news.
但是实际上他非常清楚说，神用膏膏他是让他去宣讲福音的好信息。
When we look at our passage, we can see that there is good news for the poor.
那么我们这里看到说要传福音给有一个翻译说是给贫穷的人。
Binding up for the brokenhearted.
然后要医好伤心的人。
Liberty for captives.
还有被掳的人要得到释放。
And opening the prison for the bound.
然后被囚的要出监牢。
Jesus took his ministry to a level that I won't be able to totally follow.
那么耶稣他有这样一个事工，他的这个程度是我永远都达不到的。
He mentions that he will also be healing the blind.
因为他也曾经让瞎眼的得到看见。
But in this passage, where Jesus, for the first time, is proclaiming his purpose to his own hometown and own home people.
但是在这段话里面，耶稣第一次对他自己的那个城镇里面的人宣告他的这个事工。
After the temptation of Christ,
当他被受试探以后
，and the beginning of his ministry,
在他刚刚开始他事工的时候
，Jesus makes it very clear who he is and what he is here for.
耶稣非常明确地宣告了他是谁，他在这里要做什么。
When we look at the scriptures and we see all the different passages that talk about the calling of different people in ministry,
我们看圣经的时候，里面有很多很多关于很多人如何被呼召这样的经卷或者是经节。
I see that no two ways are ever the same.
我看到其中没有任何两个人他们的经历是一样的。
Each person is uniquely called.
每个人的呼召都是非常独特的。
But our calling is the same.
但是我们的呼召却是同一个呼召。
Throughout time, the heart of the gospel remains unchanged.
这个经过时日，这个福音里面的最根本的信息其实是永远不变的。
Jesus came and died for sinners.
就是耶稣来，他为罪人而死。
To show them grace and give them eternal life.
然后他把神的恩典展示给他们，然后让他们得到永生。
I think with Pastor Swanson, I would understand that it's easy to begin to see the memories of seminary fade.
通过史文生牧师的讲道，我可以看到说，在神学院里面学到的东西，健忘的时候怎么样去补足它。
But our training gives us tools to begin to understand and study more. And what I find so amazing is that the breadth of the gospel is so breathtaking.
因为就是说，我们这个通过学习，我们有很多的这个工具哈，可以让我们来做各种事情。但是我发现说，这个福音它的信息是如此的宽广，可以做很多的事情。
I believe God has called me to ACCC, and why I am here.
我相信是神呼召我到北堂来，这就是为什么我在这里。
To proclaim this good news.
去来宣告这个好信息。
And what I've found here at ACCCN is just as compelling to me.
然后我在这边所发现的东西呢，也是如此的这个振奋人心。
As I've mentioned before, I've found a church family that has been so warm and also very willing to serve.
就像我刚才讲到的，我发现的是如此这样一个热忱的热心侍奉的这样的一个教会家庭。
And with my first conversation with Pastor Huang over the phone, I confided with him, Pastor Huang.
当我第一次跟黄牧师在电话上通话的时候，我说黄牧师。
When I came to preach, I noticed there was a tremendous sensitivity and hunger for God's word.
我说当我在这里讲到的时候，我发现说这边的人对于神的话语，有一种饥渴慕义的心，也是非常的听得进去。
And I have great excitement quietly in my heart.
然后我心里面就暗暗的有这样一种激动。
Because I see a congregation that is so fertile and ready and wanting to serve and grow.
因为我看到的这个教会，他们是如此的土壤如此的肥沃，他们时刻准备着去为神做工。
And to share our gospel with our community and our world.
然后在我们这个社区里面宣讲我们的福音。
So I thank you and want to ask that you continue to pray for us.
所以我谢谢你也恳请各位继续为我们祷告。
And we eagerly look forward to serving you here.
然后我们非常急切的要在这边服侍大家。
Thank you.
谢谢。
弟兄姐妹们，来宾们好。
Brother, sister, and visitors.
大卫弟兄跟我一样，今天很荣幸在这边能够介绍我们的主任牧师。
Need interpreter and Elder Gao stand here to introduce our pastor to you.
黄牧师出生在中国福建福州的一个有多代基督信仰的家庭，他从小就耳闻目睹神的恩典和来自教会及父母的信仰的教导。黄牧师六岁时随父母移居台湾。
Pastor Caleb Huang was born in Fujian, China, in a family of multiple generations of Christians. He grew up with Christian teaching from his parents and an upbringing filled with God's blessing. And he moves to Taiwan when he was 6 years old with his parents.
在1962年，他在台湾的成功大学完成了他的土木工程的学业之后，黄牧师在1963年开始蒙神的呼召，开始他专心传道至今。
Reverend Huang was called to full-time ministry in 1963 after receiving his Bachelor of Science in Civil Engineering from the National 成功 University in Tainan in 1962.
黄牧师和黄师母的名字叫黄邓明。他们是在黄牧师牧养的台南的这个大林教会，他们相识，他们相爱，他们结为夫妻，随后他们一起去神学院接受神学的装备。
Pastor and Mrs. Huang, Judy, met and fell in love at his Dalin Church in Tainan. They then formed a family and attended seminary together. They have a daughter, Jennifer. Jennifer's husband is of Korean descent, and they currently live in Los Angeles.
他比我走得快。
Oh, sorry.
It's fine, it's fine. 他们有一个女儿叫 Jennifer. Jennifer 她的丈夫也很有意思，他也是一个台湾，这个是韩国裔的。 他叫 David， 那他现在住在这个加州的洛杉矶。好，那我接下去。黄牧师接受过严格的神学训练，曾获得过这个台北中华神学院的道学硕士，然后又到美国三一神学院获得他的神学硕士，之后他又在圣路易斯的 Concordian 神学院获得他的神学博士。
So Pastor Juan has had rigorous theology training. He earned a Doctor of Theology degree from Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, a master in theology from Trinity Evangelical Divinity School in Deerfield, Illinois, and a Master of Divinity from China Evangelical Seminary.
黄牧师有丰富的牧会和神学教育的经验，他曾在台湾牧会七年，在浸信宣道会神学院任教两年，在中华福音神学院任教16年，其中任教务长7年及院长7年。
So during Pastor Huang's abundant pastoral and theology teaching experience, he served as church pastor in Taiwan for 7 years, taught at Conservative Baptist Bible College in Taiwan for 2 years, then taught at China Evangelical Seminary for 16 years, and was dean of study and president at the seminary each for 7 years.
1997年，黄牧师和师母他们来到美国，他们在从97年一直到 2012年，他们一直担任美国新泽西州洛哥华人教会的主任牧师。
After coming to the States, he served as senior pastor of Rutgers Community Christian Church in New Jersey from 1997 to 2012. He has been pastor emeritus there since 2013.
他又比我走得快了一点。从2013年开始，他成为他们的荣誉牧师。 黄牧师对普世的福音事工、基督徒的灵命的造就、圣经及神学的教导有极大的负担和恩赐。Pastor
Huang has a tremendous burden for global evangelism, building mature Christians, teaching and the Bible and theology.
作为一个神的仆人、传道人、著名的华语新约神学的教授。 他曾在许多福音和培灵大会及圣经和神学教导的当中做主要的讲员。As
a servant of God and a pastor and a famous New Testament theologian, he has been the key speaker at many large evangelical meetings, renewal meetings, and seminary training sites.
他的足迹遍及世界各地的华人教会和聚会。His
footprint can be traced widely in Chinese churches and conferences globally.
黄师母也经常地参与关怀、教导、宣教和文字的施工。And
Mrs. Huang also constantly involved in caring, teaching, mission, and publishing of gospel ministry.
感谢神带领可敬可亲的黄牧师和师母来到我们当中。从10月11日起，黄牧师将开始在亚特兰大华人教会北堂
We give thanks to God for bringing the wonderful Pastor and Mrs. Huang to be among us. From October 1st, 2014, Reverend Huang is serving as Senior Pastor of Atlanta Chinese Christian Church North.
下面我们也很高兴,
we also are very glad the Elder John Huang of the Rutgers Church is among us today.
所以我们给他几分钟的时间来分享。We
want to have a few minutes for him to be here for some sharing.
然后呢，就把时间交给黄牧师。And
then we'll turn the podium over to Pastor Huang.
好，请。
我今天来是代表若歌教会的会众。
I'm here on behalf of all the brothers and sisters from the Ruggles Church.
向北堂的牧长弟兄姊妹们来致意、致敬和祝福。
And here to give regards and our carings and our well wish to the elders and brothers and sisters of the North Church.
一同见证神的带领和他的恩典。
So we could all bear witness and follow the leading of God.
洛克的弟兄姊妹们，黄牧师要我坐到他的边上。
The brother and sister asked me to make sure that I sit next to him today.
是跟四位就职的人在一起，没有特别的意思。
It's a way of being together here.
我今天晚上坐夜机回 New Jersey.
And I will be returning to New Jersey on a midnight flight.
黄牧师师母，我们舍不得你们离开。
Pastor Huang and Mrs. Huang, it's very difficult for us to let you go.
你们也舍不得走。
And we know it's hard for you to leave as well.
但是我们都知道主有明确的带领。
But we know that there's clear leading of God here.
故此我们为此感恩。
So we can only give thanks.
我们今天这一批十四位从乐国下来的弟兄姊妹们。
There are 14 of us here today from the Ruggles Church.
代表若歌教会2000会众略尽古人送君千里之谊。
So we're here on behalf of the 2,000 members of the congregation of the Ruggles Church. They be here in the difficult sending away, but at the end that we have to part company here.
同时我们也更是来恭祝北堂的会众们。
And furthermore, that we're here to congratulate the North Church.
今天得到良牧。
Then you have got a wonderful pastor.
是中国教会当今最受尊重的圣经学者。
He is the most recognized and renowned theologians in the Chinese church today.
希望你们珍惜这个以前少有，以后也难得的机会。
I hope you'll recognize that this precious gift, and there were none like him before, and there will be very few in the future like him.
这是主在这个地方，在这里赐给各位的恩典。
This is indeed God's gift and grace for this church.
若歌教会跟你们同是黄牧师的学生。
The Ruggles Church and it's the same as you in the North Church, we're all students of Pastor Huang.
我深深知道你们将要承受的恩典是什么。
That we can foresee the grace that you'll be receiving here.
故此，我劝你们效法我们。
So I want to ask you to be like us.
来效法黄牧师。
That we want to be as Pastor Huang.
像他效法基督一样。
As he be as Jesus.
常能效法他，常在行在基督的光中。
The two of them have been walking in the light of God.
并能够常住在至高者隐秘之处。
And also dwell in the shelter of the Most High.
我也劝教会的同工们。
And I want to give advice to all the co-workers here.
黄牧师深感你们三顾之谊，三顾之情。
So Pastor Huang, that recognize that you have your ongoing and consistent invitations for him to come here.
但是他来不只是要做你们的主任牧师而已。
But he's not just here to be your senior pastor.
更是为了美东南这一区的众教会在福音上面的福音事工上面的需要。
And hopefully that also that he will benefit the gospel. The work of the gospel in all the churches in the Southeast. There are so many Chinese out there who have never heard of the gospel. Hope that while he's here, he could share the good news, the gospel, with all those out there.
This is 黄牧师多次在洛格教会所分享的负担和他的心意。
And he shared this burden many of times at the Ruggles Church.
传福音不是他一个人在这里可以做的事。
And spreading the gospel is not a work he could do by himself.
更是需要弟兄姊妹们能够同心合意，一同来兴旺主的福音。
And it can be only done that if all we all work with him.
但愿黄牧师来到这里。
And hope after he's here.
正如保罗在哥林多后书四章十五节里所说的。
And it will be just like what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4.
凡事都是为了你们。
All this is for your benefit.
好叫恩惠因人多越发加增。
So that the grace that is reaching more and more people.
感谢格外显多。
May cause thanksgiving to overflow.
以致荣耀归于神。
To the glory of God.
愿神厚厚地祝福你们的教会。
May God bless you abundantly.
厚厚祝福牧师师母在这里的工作。
And bless Pastor Huang and Mrs. Huang abundantly while he's there working here.
让北部的教会、南部的教会一同庆幸神的工作和他的恩典。
And let all the church up north and the church in the southeast work together to glorify God.
再次代表若各教会深深地祝福你们。
Once more, that we wish you and bless you abundantly.
在我接受亚特兰大教会的邀请之后
After I have accepted the invitation of the North Church,
张长老才告诉我史文森牧师在这里。
And then, only after that, Elder Frank told us that Dr. Swanson is also here.
我们是老朋友。
And we are friends of many ages.
所以就写信了。
So we start writing to each other.
我说史牧师，如果我早知道你在这里，我就不答应来这里了。
So I said that Pastor Steve Swanson, if I knew you were here, then there's no need for me to come.
我会强力的推荐你做他们的牧师。
That I would strongly recommend you to be their pastor.
但晚了一步了。
But I didn't realize this in time.
希望以后史牧师还常常来帮助我们。
And we sincerely want Pastor Swanson to continue to come here and help us.
也许各位期待我发表就职演说。
Maybe some of you were expect an inaugural speech from me today.
要提出牧养教会的构想。
I'll bring out the thoughts and architecture of pastoring a church.
发展事工的计划。
How to develop the ministries.
成全圣徒的方法。
How to build up the disciples.
或者广传福音的途径。
And the ways to spread the gospel.
但今天都没有可能讲这个了。
But that's not what we're going to talk about here today.
因为他们只给我十分钟。
Because I was only given 10 minutes.
已经去掉四分钟了，刚才。
And I really lost 4 minutes.
所以我今天要讲的就是最重要的一件事。
So I only want to mention one of the most crucial thing here.
是我们主耶稣讲的一句话。
It's said by Jesus himself.
我实实在在地告诉你们。
So very truly I tell you.
我凭着自己不能做什么。
The Son can do nothing by himself.
唯有看见父所做的，我才能做。
He can do only what he sees his Father doing.
虽然侍奉主很多年。
Although I've served the Lord for many years.
在若歌教会十七年。
17 years at the Ruggers Church.
在中华福音神学院十六年。
16 years in the China Evangelical.Seminary.
在台湾一个教会牧会七年。
Also before that, I pastored a church for 7 years.
但深信神的工作一定神自己完成。
But I know indeed God's work is only done by Himself.
唯有在神的时间
，in His timing，
在神的方法
，in His way，
靠神的力量
，and with only His method，
才能成就神的工作。
Only then can God's work be done.
所以我想每一位侍奉的秘诀
So there is a secret of serving God.
都跟随主而行
Is following the Lord.
来与主同工
Be God's co-worker.
寻求主的旨意
And search for His will.
顺从主的带领
And follow His leading.
圣经里面充满这样的例子
There are many examples in the Bible of such.
若不是神做工,
if it's not God's work,
没有事情成全,
nothing can be done.
神借着摩西带以色列人出埃及,
God used Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
都不是摩西的办法,
it's not Moses his own way.
神奇妙的作为,
it's the wondrous act of God.
借十个神迹,
Through the 10 miracles,
神给他手中的杖
give him the staff,
成就神的大功
and to achieve God's work.
借约书亚带领百姓进迦南
and use Joshua to lead the Israelites into Canaan.
是抬着约柜叫祭司们走过河去
is that ask them to take across the rivers.
攻打耶利哥
and when they attack Jericho,
是绕着走
and they walk around the wall,
呼喊城墙倒下来
and with a loud shout, it collapsed the wall
要喂饱五千人
and to feed the 5,000
是五饼二鱼去分
with only five loaves of bread and fish,
这些都是神做
all these are work of God.
所以不管北堂或者哪一个教会若想复兴
，So no matter is that the North Church or any other church，
若想成就神的工作
，If you want to accomplish God's work，
唯有求神在我们中间做工
，Only way is ask God to do His work。
我们一同寻求神的旨意
，And we need to seek His will together。
顺从他的带领
，Follow His leading。
让他借我们做工
，So we could do His。His work could be done through us.
必看见神的荣耀。
And we will see the glory of God.
主耶稣这一句话我们也要记住。
And also God has said this that we need to remember.
离了我你们就不能做什么。
Away from me that you can do nothing.
如果你们希望在就职典礼记住的话就是都来跟随主。
So if one thing you were to remember in today's installations, that is that we shall all come to follow God.
依靠主
And depends on Him.
顺从主
And be obeying to His will.
教会才有希望
Then we will have hope in the church.
神的福音能够广传
Then we can spread the gospel widely.
神的荣耀能够彰显
And then we can see His glory grow everywhere.
我大概还有两分钟。
As I still have 2 minutes,
我要讲一些感谢的话。
I want to express some thanksgiving.
首先感谢神。
First, I want to give thanks to God.
他带领我们的脚步。
And He led our steps.
在人的角度看，我们是不可能来的。
In man's perspective, this could never happen today.
各位大概知道，去年十月最早是丁长老跟我联络。
The first was Elder Ding approached me back in October last year.
几次我就跟他说，你们找别人，这个我已经不是会来的可能情况了。
I told him repeatedly that this is really not possible for me to come.
那以后你们的张长老也很有耐心。
And then Elder Frank, in a very patient way,
一再打电话来
and kept calling me.
以后张长老跟陈长老要坐飞机来
And then Elder Frank and Elder Cheng says they want to come visit me.
大概你们不知道，正好碰到去年，不是今年，亚特兰大大雪的那一天。
And that was the time that when you had the snowstorm in town.
他们来不成。
They couldn't come.
我就说大概上帝不要你们来了。
So I said maybe God didn't want you to come.
哎，过几天又来了。
But after a few days they showed up.
以后，慢慢慢慢，神感动我们的心。
And then gradually God moved our heart.
所以正像刚才张牧师讲。
And it's like said by Pastor Chung.
是神差他们来。
God sent them here.
也像刚才史文生牧师讲的。
It's like Pastor Swanson said just now.
是神拣选才会来。
It's only when God selects, then they will come.
所以我们不敢逃避神的旨意。
So we cannot avoid God's will.
我们就后来就顺从神的带领就来了。
So we decide to be obedience, and then we come.
感谢神在做工。
We thank God's work leading us.
感谢神感动你们同工们的心。
And we also thank God for the heart of all your co-workers.
能够这样热诚地邀请我们来。
And with such warm invitation extended to us.
第二，我要感谢若歌教会。
And second, I want to give thanks to the Ruggers Church.
14位从若歌赶来参加这个会。
And there are 14 of them here from the Ruggers Church.
9位坐飞机来。
9 came here, flew here.
5位开车来。
And 5 of them drove here.
连开15个钟头。
And drove continuously for 15 hours.
昨天早上6点钟开车。
And started 6 o'clock yesterday morning.
开到晚上才到。
And got here in the dark.
15个钟头。
After 15 hours.
我非常感谢他们。
And we are really moved by them.
我还在想，他们坐飞机这么贵，机票钱我要不要帮他们出？
And I was thinking that should I be paying for their expensive air freight?
如果一两位就付了，来这么多位没办法。
If for one or two, I would be paying, but there are so many of them are here.
里面两位长老。
There are two of them are elders.
三位执事。
And three deacons.
九位同工。
And 9 co-workers from the church.
过去17年。
In the last 17 years.
他们非常忍耐我们。
They were very loving towards us.
刚才史牧师讲了。
And Pastor Swanson said just now.
他说牧师有很多软弱的。
And the pastor has many weakness.
牧师很多缺点。
And many shortcomings.
他没帮我们牧师讲好话。
He didn't say about the good things about the pastor enough.
好像也有讲一点，我忘记了。
Maybe a little bit of good things.
那他们很忍耐我们。
And they really have patience toward us.
如果有机会跟他们一起吃饭。
If you have a chance to share a meal with them,
我就点这个炒羊肉。
That I always order the lamb dish.
对，牧师吃羊的。
So the translation is that the pastor will eat the lamb.
至少张长老知道。
Well, at least Elder Frank knows this.
我们几次吃饭我都点羊肉。
So every time that I want to eat the lamb.
不过吃黑羊不吃白羊。
Well, I only eat the goat.
各位都是白羊。
And you are not the goat.
感谢神，他们给我们很多的功课磨练。
And I want to thank them for giving us many chances of growth.
所以渐渐成长。
So we have the growth experience there.
本来想退休了就不再负这么重的责任。
So we were all settled for retirement and shed these heavy responsibilities.
但是既然神感动我们了，我们就勇敢地来。
But since God really moved us, that we come here bravely.
各位长老们、长老的夫人还有同工们。真的对我们非常好。
And so far that all the elders and your wife and all the worker, co-workers, that you show such warmth and caring toward us.
让我们非常感动。
And we're so moved.
我也请你们14位若歌代表回去让他们安心。
And I wanted you to let the brothers and sisters from Ruggles Church go home in peace.
他们是保镖你们不晓得是吧
You know, they already come as bodyguard for me.
放心他们真的爱我们。
So leave in peace. The North Church folks here really love us.
以后我也不点羊肉吃了。
In the future, I'm not going to order the dish to eat the lamb.
北堂人才济济。
The North Church is filled of gifted people.
很多主日讲员讲得很好。
In terms of giving Sunday sermon,
教主日学教得很好。
Teaching the Sunday school very well.
治理牧养教会都非常上轨道。
Admonishing and the church is all in good process.
这个诗班圣乐也都是一流的。
And the choir and the gospel music is really first class.
很多辅导关怀都非常的专业。
Many counselors are very professional in caring.
所以我在那边想我来干什么不要来。
So sometimes I wonder that is it really necessary for me to be here?
但我的一个盼望
But I do have a hope.
我们大家彼此配搭
That we could collaborate and work together.
同心合意
And we can be in unity.
继续高举主耶稣的名
That we will raise God's holy name.
广传主的福音
And then we'll spread the gospel widely out there.
因为听说光是亚特兰大有十几万华人
AndEven in just in greater metro Atlanta, there are hundreds of thousands of Chinese.
那我们当然不只对华人，希望神也用我们更推广神的事工。
And we want to serve not just the Chinese, but further to other people as well.
非常谢谢刚才高长老的介绍。
I want to thank Elder Gao's introduction just now.
谢谢黄长老一些美好的。话语
And also Elder Huang's wonderful wishes.
谢谢各位忍耐听完这一段话
And thank you for your patient listening to me.
愿神赐福各位
May God bless you indeed.
I 想下面我们要进入到我们这个就职典礼当中的下一个高峰。
So next, we would come into the important part of the installation. Yeah.
我们有一个就职祝福的祷告。
We have a installation prayer.
Yeah. 我要邀请黄牧师师母和张牧师师母能够到上面来。
I want to ask Pastor Huang and Pastor Eric and Mrs. Huang and Mrs. Chung.To come forward.
我要邀请史文生牧师能够到台上来为我们做这一个祝福的祷告。我也邀请北堂所有已经退职和现职的长老都能够中英文堂都能够到台上来。
I want to ask Pastor Swanson and all the North Church elders, the inactive and the active elders, all come to the stage.
我们一起请史文生牧师为我们的牧者，为我们的他们的将来在北堂的服事我们一起在神面前祷告。
We want to ask pastors to pray for our pastor and their service in God in the future.
I haven't asked anyone permission to do this, but I'm going to make a couple of slight changes.
我没有在细节上事先有跟大家讲，但是我想要一两个简单的改变。
First of all, I would like to ask those 14 saints from Rutgers Community Church to kindly stand. Who are you?
我想请若歌教会的十四位站起来。
Thank you. We heard so much about you from Pastor Huang just now that we finally had to see who are these great saints from Rutgers. Now we know who you are. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Atlanta and to the Atlanta Chinese Christian Church. Secondly, I'm going to actually ask our two pastors to come down in the front and kneel on one of these stairs, and we're going to gather around them. There is something about kneeling that to me speaks about servanthood.
I
want their wives to stand by them, because all pastors know that they succeed or fail to the degree that their wives support them. I have seen ministries fail because the wives fail, and of course I've seen ministries fail because the pastors fail, but we need that support. Secondly, I'm going to ask, are there any pastors here from the Mother Church in Lilburn, the Atlanta Chinese Christian Church? Are there any pastors here from that church? I'm going to ask you to come forward, too, because you are all a part of this family. And also then from the Marietta Church, Pastor Poo from the ACCNW Church. You are all sister churches, so I want you to come and also stand in this circle, because you are part of the same family. When we moved down here in 2002, there was only the Lilburn Church, and then shortly thereafter there was this church, and I got involved because your pastors kept leaving. And then one day I got involved a little bit in the ACCNW church, and that was another privilege. So I am going to ask the elders to kind of come and form a circle around them. This is the high point of the service.
这是我们今天, 就职典礼最重要的部分。
And as we pray over these servants, I will first of all ask them a question, and then I will ask you, the members of this church, a second question.
我先要问牧师一个问题, 然后我要问会众一个问题。
And so I ask now Pastor Huang and Pastor John, do you promise to faithfully fulfill your services to this congregation, to serve them according to the gifts God has given you? And do you promise to serve faithfully according to your strength?
以你全部有的信心来侍奉这个教会。
And if so, kindly answer, I do by the help of God.
如果你是的话, 请你说, 按照神的力量, 我愿意。
And you, the congregation, have a huge responsibility.
那时候我们会众都有很大的责任。
I ask you now, do you promise to love, assist, encourage, and pray for these your new shepherds?
你愿不愿意能够承诺, 爱, 支持, 然后, 帮助他们。
If so, answer, I do by the help of God.
如果愿意的话, 说靠主的力量,
Amen.
Amen.
Any that want to lay hands on this, the two shirbus or two pastors, I invite you, as you have space to do that, and we will now offer a prayer unto the Lord for these two newly appointed shepherds and servants of the Atlanta Chinese Christian Church.
我现在请, 众长老跟牧师按手在黄牧师跟张牧师身上。
And as I
就像在旧约当中一样，请大家伸手祝福，我们一起来祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father，
啊，我们充满了慈爱天上的父。
Our hearts are full of thanksgiving today。
我们心中充满了感恩。
You have called into our midst two faithful servants。
你在众人当中拣选了这两位忠心的仆人。
Servants whom you have chosen。
哦，这是你所拣选的仆人。
Shepherds of this flock。
哦，是你所带来这里管理众群羊的牧者。
Men who are called to be teachers and pastors and leaders。
哦，是你所拣选的教师啊，这个在这里的领袖。
And Lord, as we heard this afternoon, they cannot do this in their own strength。
主要今天下午我们也知道，这个不是他们自己可以做到的。我们记得主耶稣自己说，离开了我啊，什么都不能做。
But Lord, we remember again that promise in Isaiah that I have chosen them and I have delighted in them。
啊，我们也记得在以赛亚说，神说我拣选了他们是我所喜悦的。
And I will put my spirit upon them。
我会把我的灵啊放在他们身上。
And now we pray, come Holy Spirit and fill these men anew。
哦，我们邀请圣灵真是在他们身上充满。
Be their strength and their encouragement。
哦，变成他们的力量，也是他们的鼓励。
Hold them in your strong arms。
哦，真是保守他们在你强壮的手臂当中。
When they are weak, lift them up。
当他们软弱的时候，啊，高举他们。
Fill them with your love。
啊，让你的爱充满他们。
Be their protection and their shield。
啊，真的是保护他们。
Give them fresh wisdom from the word of the Lord。
啊，从你的话语，啊，让他们充满了你的智慧。
And give them boldness to proclaim your word to the people。
让他们勇敢地宣扬你的道。
And Lord, may this congregation surround them in love。
主啊，我们真的祈求这一切的弟兄姐妹啊，用爱跟他们在一起，与他们祷告啊，鼓励他们。主啊，我们在这里高举你的宝座。主啊，我们知道你的灵真的是在这里继续的显现。我们再让他们在这里以主耶稣基督的名在这里就职。
下面我想请黄牧师师母再留步一下，我们有我们的孩子们要为他们献花。
We want to ask Pastor Huang and Mrs. Huang to stay in the front, and our children would like to present some flowers. And also Pastor Chung and Audrey.
想我们还要再介绍一位嘉宾。
And also we have another precious gift we want to introduce to you.
就是张牧师的父母今天也在我们的当中。
Pastor Eric Chung's parents are also among us today.
请站起来让我们。
If you may stand.
今年二月份的时候
back in February this year,
黄牧师在西北堂有一个主持一个特会。
Pastor Huang was here in the north, Northwest Church, for a meeting.
那天晚上，我们教会有很多长老们都去那里参加这个特会。
And many of our elders were there for that conference.
在那个时候，黄牧师还没有答应要来我们教会。
At that time, that Pastor Huang has not agreed to come.
在回家的路上，除了我和元真，还有李长老和贝丽姐。
On the way home was myself and wife Amy and elder Fred Lee and his wife.
贝丽姐知道我要讲什么了。
And Betty knows that what we're going to talk about here.
在车上，我们谈到很多黄牧师的事情。
So we talked many.Things about Pastor Huang in the car.
贝蒂姐说：“我们的黄牧师，我们的黄牧师。”
And Betty kept saying that our Pastor Huang, our Pastor Huang.
现在我可以正式向大家宣布，你们可以说我们的黄牧师。
So now you can say that they're indeed our Pastor Huang.
我想黄牧师是我们所有华人教会的祝福。
And we know that Pastor Huang is indeed a blessing for all the churches.
我想他也是众教会的黄牧师。
And he is the pastor for many churches.
前两天晚上我睡觉的时候
，A couple nights ago while I was asleep,
我做了一个梦。
I had a dream.
梦到自己礼拜天早上来到教会。
In a dream, I came to the church on Sunday morning.
可是来到教会以后
，And after I got here,
我忽然发现。我自己要该讲道。
Then I realized that it was my turn to give the sermon.
可是更糟糕的是，我讲章还没有写完。
The bad part is that my preparation was not done.
在惊吓当中，我醒了过来。
So I woke up from the nightmare.
我安慰自己说
，I was able to comfort myself.
不要担心，只是一场噩梦。
No worries, it's just a bad dream.
在做长老以前，常常噩梦是考试没有准备。
Before I was an elder, that my bad dream was about ill preparation for exams.
做了长老以后，噩梦变成讲章没有准备。
And after become elders, the dreams become poor preparation for the sermon.
两位长老，两位牧师就职以后。
After the installation of the pastors today.
希望我没有再有这样的噩梦。
And hopefully the bad dream will go away as well.
对北堂弟兄姐妹们来说。
And as to the brother and sister in the North Church,
这是一个大喜的日子。
This is a great day of celebration.
每次我在最近来到教会的路上
，And nowadays when I am on my way to church,
我心里除了喜乐之外，还有一份感恩。
Not only am I in joy, but I'm also in thanksgiving.
我相信在座的每一位弟兄姐妹都一定有类似的感觉。
And I know all of us feel the same way as I do.
是的，在过去的两三年当中。
Indeed, during the last two or three years,
北堂虽然没有英文和中文的牧师
we did not have a pastor for English congregation nor Chinese congregation.
我们一起经历了许多的波折和困难的时间
and we gone through some periods of challenge and difficulties.
上帝非常恩待我们
and the Lord really blessed us through the process.
保守他自己的教会
and protected us.
在我们大家的期待中
and in our anticipation and hope,
上帝今天带领他自己的牧者来到我们的当中来牧养我们
and God has delivered that his chosen pastor to here to shepherd us.
我们今天除了是让他们的就职典礼
So today is not just their installation,
也是我们在这个时刻要把我们的感谢献给那位全能施恩的主
It's also that time for us to give thanks,To that, our Almighty God.
我要代表北堂的众弟兄姐妹们 欢迎，也谢谢黄牧师和师母和张牧师和师母。
I want to say welcome again to Pastor Huang and Mrs. Huang and Pastor Cheng and Mrs. Cheng.
他们愿意顺服神的带领。
For your willing to follow God's leading to be here.
来到我们当中来牧养我们。
And to be here to teach us.
在邀请黄牧师和师母的过程当中。
And during the process of seeking Pastor Huang and Mrs. Huang.
师母有一次告诉我说。
And there's one time Mrs. Huang told me.
我的引擎已经熄火了。
That I've turned off my engine.
她说我还要再重新启动我的引擎。
And I would have to restart my engine.
谢谢牧师师母，他们能够再次启动他们的引擎。
I want to give thanks and I want to thank Pastor Huang and Mrs. Huang willing to restart their engine.
我要代表北堂的众弟兄姐妹们。
I want to say this on behalf of all the brothers and sisters in the North Church.
谢谢美东南区的众教会的牧师和长老们，牧师和长老们。
I want to give express our gratitude to all the church from the south east of your pastor and elders.
谢谢你们愿意在过年过去的两三年当中。
And especially for what you have done with us during the last two, three years.
愿意常常到我们的当中。
That you came here very often.
用神的话语来教导我们。
And you nourish and teach us with God's word.
来帮助我们。
And to help us.
陪伴我们走过这一段不容易的时间。
And keep us company through this period of difficulties.
我要代表北堂的长老同工们。
And I want to say this on behalf of all the elders and co-workers of the church here.
在这段时间里头，你们能够耐心的等待。
I want to say to you that thank you for your patience during this time.
不论是我们在牧养上的不足、亏欠。
Maybe that there were inadequacy in our teaching and admonishment.
还是我们在管理上面有不足的地方。
Or any misstep in our admonishing of the church.
或是在批牧的当中有对弟兄姐妹交代不清楚的地方。
Or during the pastoral search, if there was any lack of or miscommunication.
请众弟兄姐妹们能够在爱里接纳、包容。
And we want to ask all the brothers and sisters to continue to tolerate and put up with all those things with the love in Christ.
下面我有几句话想和弟兄姐妹分享。
And then I have a little sharing here with all the brothers and sisters.
我比较很少讲比较比较这个硬的话。
As you know, that there's very rarely that I will say something harsh.
刚才史文森牧师有提到。
Just now, Pastor Swanson had mentioned.
我把他的说明是说成教会有黑羊白羊。
Well, there's the explanation is that there are sheep and there are goat in the church.
我相信我们教会大概都是白羊。
And I will hope that everyone here are all sheep.
如果不小心我们有黑羊的话
，In case there if we have goats here，
或者你的白毛上面有一些黑斑的话
，Or if on your on as a sheep if you have some black marking on you，
请你回家的时候
，And so after you get home，
能够把这个袍子脱下来
，And please take off your coat，
换上你白羊的衣服。
And put on the coat of the sheep.
回到教会来。
And when you come to the church,
来到我们的教会，一起来顺服我们牧者的带领。
So when you come again, that we'll all be following in obedience to the teaching of the pastors.
黄牧师已经说过了。
And Pastor Wang has mentioned.
他只吃黑羊，不吃白羊。
He only eat goats, and he will never eat the sheep.
我是为各位好。
I'm giving you a friendly warning.
让我们一起来敬爱我们的牧者。
Let us all give respect to our pastors.
顺服他们的带领。
And follow their leading.
让我们一起在亚特兰大的北郊来建造这个教会。
And let us continue to build this church in the northern suburb of Atlanta.
下面我想我邀请众弟兄姐妹们一起起立。
Now I'd like to ask everyone to rise.
我要用祷告来结束今天我们的这一个就职的一个崇拜。
And I want to close the installation with this prayer.
然后我们唱一首诗歌。
And then we'll sing a hymn.
最后我请黄牧师上来，我们的主任牧师为我们来祝福。
And then I'll ask our senior pastor, Pastor Huang, to be here to give benediction.
我们一起低头。
And let's all bow our head.
我们亲爱在天上的父神。
Our dear Father in heaven,
我们要我们的心灵和诚实来颂赞你。
That we praise you with our pure heart.
因为你是那配得这一切颂赞的万主之主、万王之王。
Because you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, that who deserve our praise.
你众儿女们在这里。
And all your sons and daughters are standing here.
我们要献上我们全然的一个感恩。
And we give our wholehearted thanks to you.
我们谢谢你的在过去对北堂的带领和保守。
Lord, we want to thank you for leading us in the past.
在每一件事上面，主都有你自己的引领带当中。
And that we see that everything that all have your leading.
也谢谢你在我们的寻求当中。
And I also want to thank you during our search period.
你能够亲自带领这两位牧者来到我们的当中。
That you yourself led those two pastors to come to be among us.
求神亲自保守他们身体的健康。
Lord, we ask you to please bless them with health.
也赐给他们强壮的心。
And give them courage in their heart.
来牧养你自己的羊群。
And so they could be shepherd of your flock.
也祈求你带领你的众儿女们。
Lord, we also ask you to lead all the brothers and sisters.
我们常有顺服的心来顺服我们牧者的带领。
That we always have a humble and obedient heart to follow their teaching and leading.
让我们能够在亚特兰的北郊成为一个福音的灯塔。
And let us be the lighthouse of the gospel in this northern metro area.
让这里的未得之民
and let all those people who have not yet believed
都能够因着你自己的工作能够成为你自己的儿女
because your work and your will that they will become your children as well
我们祈求祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名而求
and we pray all this in Jesus Christ's name
Amen 我们唱这首诗歌感谢神
So we sing the songs, Thanks to God for my Redeemer.
Thank you.
benediction in English first, then in Mandarin. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, now and forever. 亲爱的父啊，我们在这里诚恳求你赐福，求你在北堂显大荣耀。愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、天父的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与众弟兄姊妹同在，从今直到永远。阿门。
请坐。我在这里特别要谢谢所有在美东南包括亚特兰大地区众教会今天的牧师长老或者是弟兄姐妹们来到我们当中，一起来参加我们这一个就职典礼。能不能请你们站起来，我们认识你一下。除了刚才洛哥教会的弟兄姐妹们，还有没有其他人，请你们站起来，我们认识你们一下好不好？谢谢，请坐。等一下结束的以后，我们的二楼有一些准备的一些的点心 refreshments 请你们留下来，让我和我们一起分享。我们 if you after this the program please come to the second floor. We have some refreshment for you. Please with us. 最后我想要跟弟兄姐妹们讲，如果你们有小小孩的话现在才请你们上二楼之前能够先去带你们的小孩子，然后一起到二楼和我们一起享用我们准备的refreshment。 弟兄有许多弟兄姐妹准备了很好吃的东西，和我们一起来庆祝我们北堂的新的主任牧师和英文牧师。我们现在默祷以后散会。 We pray and then we finish our service today.